You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight, we continue with Part 2. The morning of April 19th, 1993, I watched in abject horror as my warnings became reality. The thick, black, roiling smoke blanketed the Texas countryside and turned the sun dark red. Inside Mount Carmel, men and women, some of them pregnant, and at least 17 little children died in each other's arms, some shot execution style through the head. Parts of them burned, became vapor, wafted into the wind, and disappeared. Intelligence service members sent downwind reported a heavy petroleum smell and a greasy black ash like that found inside the chimneys of oil lamps. ATF and FBI agents were seen with arms in the air, bowing repeatedly to the fire. Fire trucks and ambulances were held back while tanks pushed all remaining structures into the flames. On a hill, not far away, tourists and townies watched in excitement as sleazy entrepreneurs did a brisk business in T-shirts. A heavy-set woman wearing a jacket with "Jesus Saves" emblazoned across the back was overheard commenting to her companion. They were just a bunch of religious fanatics. They got what they deserved. I took a photograph of two BATF men who were buying David Koresh photographs. One of the agents saw me, pulled his pistol halfway out of his holster, approached swiftly, and demanded my film. I refused, showing my khaki press pass. He demanded I turn over my film. Once again, I refused. We stared into each other's eyes for what seemed an eternity. Finally, he dropped his gaze and walked away. I looked toward Annie. Her face was pale, hand clutching tightly the pistol in her purse. We left Waco that day. And even now, when people talk to me about prophecy, I tell them what happened in Waco was not God's work because I was there, and I didn't see God anywhere. Thank you.
and they're starting to come through the scene. We're keeping them back, of course. You know, we're going to do that for the time being. All right. And later on in the day, as this thing progresses, we'll sit down and figure out something to do there, okay?
We've got to talk to the media right away. We don't feel secure unless we can
talk outside
of the story.
Okay, okay. But you're going to have to hold on so we can establish some type of link with them, okay? All right, let me get to the other... let me ask you this. Has Steve established a contact with Jim yet on his phone, that number that I gave?
I'm going to have to check.
I'm going to stand by so I hear from them. I'm not going anyplace, okay? Check and see if he's got that link open.
Wayne to do that also.
Okay. And we're supposed to call back some later. If you have like two.
Two?
To let us know. That's what ATS is about right now.
Did tell me that there was one casualty, and then three, I think, was the last thing I heard. Let me double check that. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, Wayne said earlier in the day when it started, said that about the initial attack, said that there was one dead and three wounded.
Okay. Now, David is telling.
Hold on just a second. Is that inside the company? No, this is inside. I'm talking about. Okay. Here's Dino. He just rolled in. Okay, I don't know where out for lunch, okay?
Okay.
Here he is.
Sir?
I'm here.
Okay.
He just dropped me off, and we'll see if we can get a little better coordinate. I think FBI has got negotiated coming up from Austin, too.
Yeah, oh. I'm safe.
Good, good.
I'm safe. I said that Wayne is going to talk to Steve and David about Jews media, and I told him that we need to try to work it out to where they would have to charge students of us.
Media won't talk to them unless they give up.
Right.
And that's
right. Because of their violence, because of the shooting and stuff, we cannot send anybody in.
Yeah, no. Nobody wants to go in.
Well, that's true. But I mean, as far as we need to let them know, we're concerned about their safety as well.
Any request from media will be denied, saying that it's just not safe, the media will not go in.
Exactly.
Any other updates or anything that I missed in the past few minutes?
I said if we just those lines. We need to know which ones to wear.
Yeah, we need to know which ones. It was Steve that was probably talking about coming out with guns blazing and stuff like that. Steve seems to be pretty strong-minded. Wayne's pretty passive. And David, I think, is off the rocker.
Is what?
Off his rocker.
Yeah. It wouldn't be any good to talk to him anyway, because
he's
got...
he would want to talk theory and everything else, and he's not going to talk reason.
Yeah.
Any other update on the wounded KGF?
Yeah, there's 9 wounded and 6 wounded.
Okay,
team out there in the van moving around.
They don't want any information. They don't want any information. information going out should be from ATF.
Okay.
Now, we've got a Jeff Hagen here that is going to give us things that he hasn't gotten there yet. He's here.
Okay.
So, y'all got to work somebody else trying to get a statement from him?
Person back over to our media relations person to find out who this person is you're talking about.
See if they can get a name, make sure we got the same person. We don't want to have any people say that.
Thank you. Officers going into a house two doors you with Bill Jones.
Okay, man, first we need all information we can get from the prisoner.
deep region.
Like how I'm not doing it.
That's just a taste, ladies and gentlemen, of what each of us may have to face in the not so far off future. No emotion, soulless people, bent upon murder and destruction in the name of the New World Order. I'm sure that George Washington has rolled over twice, at least, in his grave, along with Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and many other of our founding fathers. And I'm sure that the tens of thousands of men and women who have fought and died for this country to protect our liberties were alive today, they would probably spit in our faces. Good night. God bless you all. May God save the Republic.